And now this is a dictation for Daniel Cooper, COOPS in Paul ER, June 28, 81, addressed as a letter to Angela Jensen, 463-9360. Dear Angela, a follow-up for Daniel, who has nephrotic syndrome and preserved kidney function, with biopsy findings of minimal change nephropathy. We are trying to keep him on the lower dose possible of prednisone, presently 20 milligrams. We are trying to use the tacrolimus. He's presently on 1 milligram twice a day, although we advised to increase the dose some time ago. Remains anticoagulated for the pulmonary emboli with Pradaxa, PRADAXA, and cholesterol management at atorvastatin. Way down to 179, previously 182. The stools are dark, but he believes it's related to the iron pill, 3-4 times a week. Other review system is negative, denies smoking. Medication list review, blood pressure by nurse 119.66, lungs are clear, no pleural effusion, no respiratory distress, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, no ascites. I see minimal edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, chemistry is from October, normal kidney function. There is still heavy proteinuria with the protein-creatinine ratio around 10, anemia around 11.8, MCB low at 79, a normal white blood cell platelet, a low protein albumin from the nephrotic syndrome, normal electrolyte acid base, normal calcium, low ferritin, normal iron saturation. Normal phosphorus. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, biopsy proving minimal change nephropathy, long-standing since childhood, but presently symptomatic with pulmonary emboli for what he remains anticoagulated with Pradaxa, and increasing the tacro to 2 milligrams twice a day and check levels, kidney function stable. Continue cholesterol management. There is iron deficiency anemia. Needs to have EGD colonoscopy if not done before. We will decrease prednisone as soon as tacrolimus maximize dose. Recommend be updated on vaccines. Plan to see him back on the next 4 to 6 months. End of dictation.